Workbook, Unit 2, page 23. Extra listening. It's a hoax. You are going to hear an interview about a special computer course. Listen and answer the questions.
Hello, computer fans. This is Nancy Brown, and today we're talking to Nick Daniels about a special course at his computer shop. Hi, Nick. What is the course about?
Hello, Nancy. Well, the course is about different kinds of internet hoaxes. I teach web surfers how to recognize suspicious emails and misleading information found on internet websites.
And are there a lot of hoaxes on the internet?
Yes, Nancy. Unfortunately, there are. And the number is increasing every day. For the first time, we've got the technology to spread information, including false information, more quickly and easily than ever before. Anyone with a computer can do it. And as the number of computer users grows, so does the number of hoaxes.
I see. What exactly is an internet hoax, Nick?
There are several kinds. But the most popular internet hoaxes are documents or letters containing false information. These are usually forwarded to your electronic mailbox.
So, suppose I receive one of these in my email. How do I know that I'm being tricked?
Well, Nancy, there are some common signs you can watch for. For example, if you see a statement such as, "This is not a hoax," that's usually a sure sign that it is. And if the text tries to convince you rather than inform you, be very suspicious.
That's something to think about. Can you give us an example of the kinds of hoaxes that are spread on the internet?
Of course. Two of the most common kinds are urban legends and rumours. Nobody really knows how they originate, but they are usually passed along by word of mouth, or in today's case, by the internet. And every time they're passed along, they change a bit. They're generally not true, but they consist of enough truth to be believable.
I see. So, then, rumours and urban legends are basically the same.
Well, no, not really. There are some important differences. Rumours are reports, unproven reports, that are full of half-truths and opinions presented as facts. Sometimes, they're even intentional lies. Urban legends, on the other hand, are always told as a narrative. They're basically stories, and they have a much longer life than rumours. Take, for example, the legend about the fatal hairstyle.
I know that story. When I was 16, my sister told me about her friend, who didn't like to wash her hair. Suddenly, she started having headaches, and after several weeks, she went to the doctor, who found a nest of spiders in her hair. I must confess, I believed her.
Yes, I suppose you did. But you might be surprised to know that this legend has been around since the 13th century.
What?
It's true. The hairstyle has changed over the years, though. Not long ago it was plaits, and in today's internet version, it's dreadlocks.
You know, Nick, I realise it's important to recognise a hoax, but urban legends like these sound like harmless fun.
Well, Nancy, most of them are harmless, but many hoaxes are not. Internet hoaxes can even be frightening at times, like when the sender threatens you with a computer virus, or even with personal harm if you don't pass the email on to all your friends. That's why I feel my course is very important. Web surfers shouldn't be afraid. They should be aware. Aware of all sorts of hoaxes, scams, and other kinds of false information found on the internet. Once a person is aware, he or she can use the internet with confidence.
Your course certainly sounds like a must for all of us, Nick. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you, Nancy.